Hello listeners, in the studio we have the Mayor of Glenelg, Councillor Margot Davis, and Acting General Manager, Director of Corporate Services, Lindsay Woodland with us. Margot, you've got a mention here of plans and community consultation currently open to for the community to have their say. Would you like to cover something there?
Yeah, so a report went up with the draft economic development strategy and destination management plans for community consultation. So those plans are now available on the Have Your Say portal of council, and the community are invited to review those plans and write a submission into council to contribute to that draft plan then coming into a final plan. And just to mention, we do have this target of population of 10,000 residents by 2035. But, you know, the plan is there to support that actually happening. So it's not just a convoluted target. It actually makes sure if we get to 10,000 population that we can unlock greater government funding and investment. We can improve access to some of the livability elements around healthcare, education, transport, etc. And we can strengthen and diversify the local economy, grow skilled workforce and many other things. So that's kind of the magic number. The destination management plan is really trying to aspire to be a UNESCO Global Geopark in our area, given our geological history, our biodiversity, our culture around First Nations, Celtic and Chinese heritage. We've got quite a mix in there, actually. So both those plans are out for 28 days for consultation. The community's invited to make a submission. Also, we've just put out a survey last week to gauge the community's interest in incubating a school of arts and music in the community. So council are always looking for ways to improve livability, access to more things to do, more opportunities in the creative space. And also, you know, these things eventually help attract new residents and keep people in the community. So we've got a survey out to gauge a bit of interest. It's early engagement. There's no decisions made. If there is good interest in the community, then we'll move to the next steps to try and get something shovel ready to a degree, which means looking at the governance, looking at funding, looking at all of those more detailed steps that involve doing something new in a community. But for now, go online and fill in the survey. There's also a competition there that you can enter if you've got a if you've got some lyrics written. You can submit your lyrics into the competition, and the winner will actually get that professionally produced by Music Pro, who are partnering with council on this initiative, and they will also then release it and promote that new track, I guess you could say.
Interesting innovation, Margaret. I wonder, that kind of wraps up that aspect, but one that I've actually missed is the reclassification of council-owned land, and this is council-owned land, but classifications normally cover, I think, if I'm correct, both council-owned and council-governed, as in Crown land. But correct me if I'm wrong there, but that item is 7.9, page 38 of the business paper, and there were a number of parcels of land put up for that reclassification. And perhaps if we could just touch on that for a moment and some specifics. I note that the airport was one would be handy to clarify, because there's three separate titles there mentioned, and when we talk airport, does this include the total airport area?
So just for the community's knowledge, yes, there was, this is really a sort of administrative change, this reclassification of local land. So it's land that's already used for operational purposes, and the reclassification ensures that its legal status now matches its actual use. So yes, the airport and the visitor centre and a few other places were reclassified, and basically, this reclassification just enables us to ensure that the administrative box is ticked, it's classified in the right way according to its use. It doesn't really change anything in terms of, I know some people were concerned about that would open the door for us to sell assets.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, but that's not the intention behind the reclassification.
It's just that the airport, we've already been down that track and a lot of vegetation's disappeared and the airport manager's residence disappeared and I think that the community would be very concerned if it was an underlying issue. I know that we talked about the mining accommodation and there's issues there that obviously have to be covered. But, yeah, it's probably fortunate that it would be fortunate that the previous, you could say, debacle didn't come to fruition and we had it out of community hands.
Yeah, look, the council have had a focus on the utilisation of the airport for quite some time. There was an airport master plan, which stage one of that has pretty much been completed. And the staff are now working on updating stage two. So council has an interest and focus on getting as much utilisation out of the airport as possible. I think that's the important thing to remember. Council has no intention of selling off anything at the airport. In fact, the master plan is there to activate it more, to utilise it more and get more out of it. So I don't think the community needs to be terribly concerned about any sort of theories or what this reclassification might open the door to, because we've proven and have a track record of delivering against the master plan and also looking at stage two and moving forward with that.
Just backtracking a little, obviously there was community consultation. I think it was only promoted on the website and as we talked before, not many people study a website every day, but only five people in attendance. But another item was the sale yards, and we've been down this track too before, because not that far back a previous council negotiated for the lease and potential sale of the sale yards, and that would be an unfortunate event as well.
Certainly, the sale yards is an area that we are looking in. Council has a responsibility to ensure that any assets that we do run and manage wash their face and aren't a burden on taxpayers and on ratepayers in our community. Council are currently, it should come up to council soon actually, is an options paper for the sale yards. The sale yards need to be operated in a way that it's not a burden. And we're looking, the staff are currently working through that options paper, and consultation has occurred on that as well with the sale yards committee and more broadly. So we are looking at every area, as much as we can with the resources that we have to make a decision to work out what is the best operational use of that facility, and how can we make sure that if we're running a facility, and not just the sale yards, but the library, Life Choices, the Glen Innes pool, we need to be looking at every single operational asset that we manage and making sure that it is not a burden.
Well, over the years, I think, if I can just premise the question, and going back some time, it's been basically it's been operating without ratepayer input. It's had it's been able to do that. Now I know that number's back, and I know we had the unfortunate situation where a lot of sales were taken to Inverell, and that exports the economic opportunity out of town. And we're seeing some of the issues come through now. Number of truck operators in Glen Innes has decreased, and thus we have to get Inverell trucks to transport our stock here in Glen Innes. Another aspect is that I read an article in Queensland the throughput through sale yards has actually increased by 20%. So sometimes we look at trend lines and auctions plus and all sorts of things, but over time those trends can change and even reverse. So I think it has a lot of aspects to it. One that probably hasn't come to the fore is that sale yards, we've talked about mental health issues. It was made clear to me that benefit in that many people, particularly during the 18-19 drought, could rock up at the sale yards and have someone to talk to. Now, I don't know what value you put on that, but we do in lots of other areas. And I think, again, before any drastic solution was considered, we need that public consultation.
Yeah, look, as I said, there's an options paper coming back, and every element that and role that the sale yards has in our community, whether it's about a meeting place, a point for community to get together and support each other, whether it's the lack of sales that have happened in the last few years. There are a number of different elements that this options paper will be considering, and certainly from my point of view as mayor, we need to do the homework and make sure we understand all of the options that are available to move forward with, and that decision will be made when the paper comes back to council. Our role is to make prudent decisions for the community and for council, and we have to wear both hats. And to your point, David, yes, we have to consider the community impact on continuing to operate or changing the operation, or indeed other options, versus the council operation and the money side of things, and making sure that we are activating and utilising assets to the best of our ability as a council, and making sure that these facilities are washing their own face, and it's not a burden where it doesn't need to be. Now, there are some community assets where we take a hit because that's part of our role, to provide those services to the community, like the swimming pool, for instance. So all of these things will be considered in a holistic way, and that's why the options paper is the next step. We're not going to predict what is in that options paper. As soon as it comes back, we will review it in all of its detail and make a decision that is the best decision for council and community.
Okay. Now, just dealing with this 18 items there, and out of those, the forum, if I could put it that way, that meeting, that facilitated meeting, indicated a number of items that shouldn't be converted. But, however, I think I don't see a recommendation, but I would imagine that Council adopted Table 1, which was the conversion of all of those from community land in some cases to operational land.
Yes, council adopted for all of the recommended sites to be reclassified. So yes, it was all of them.
Okay. Well, I think that wraps it up. I think our time might be getting up there. So we'll look to playing this possibly this morning or this afternoon, and we'll, depending on the edit time. So we'll let our listeners know. So to our listeners, thank you. To Margot and to Lindsay, thank you for coming in and enlightening the community as to what's going on with council.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.